It's time for another PT Piano Puzzler, another keyboard conundrum put together by our musical mixmaster, Bruce Adolph. Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
And our contestant today is from my old home state of Oregon, Paul Mack. Welcome, Paul.
Hi.
Where in Oregon do you live?
In Kaiser, just the north end of Salem.
Ah, Kaiser, home of the world-famous Iris Festival, of course.
Absolutely.
And what do you do in Kaiser, Oregon?
We run a little music studio.
Ah, what kind of music do you play?
Oh, I'm a singer, and my partner teaches music.
Okay, well, Paul Mack, it sounds to me like you're ready for anything.
To fall on my face, probably, yeah. Go ahead.
And if you want some brainstorming from me, I'm here to help you. I don't know what's coming either, but you're first in line for the quiz, though, so I'll turn you over to Bruce Adolph at the piano.
Excellent.
That's a lovely little tune, and any ideas, Paul, what the melody might have been there?
Or the composer.
And any initial reactions whatsoever?
Yeah. I just got a flavor of doe, a deer, a female deer, but I don't know. And the other part was Scriabin.
That's very close. That's about the closest you could get and not say the right person.
Wow.
Now, Alexander Scriabin, great Russian composer, sort of mystical guy.
Well, this is also a mystical composer a little bit later in French.
Oh, Messiaen?
Yes, it is Messiaen. Absolutely.
Wow, Olivier Messiaen. Now, what were the musical clues that made you think, Messiaen?
Well, that bitonal flavor, very Messiaen.
Bitonal, in two keys at the same time.
Yeah, it actually isn't strictly speaking bitonal, but it has the sound of bitonality. In other words, it technically is not, but it shares the same world of mystery that those bitonal compositions do. The tune is almost exactly the way it normally is, but it can't be and be in the style of Messiaen. So I had to make some alterations to it. It has some chromatic changes, make some notes are sharp when they wouldn't have been. So if you listen to it that way, maybe the tune will leap out at you. What if I play the tune by itself without all those distracting Messiaen chords and remember that it's a tune gone through a chromatic filter?
Summertime.
There it is. Those first three notes all by themselves.
You see, that's the funniest thing. Because if I had played this chord, the difference is one note. Instead of it's enough to totally drive you into another wet realm.
Oh, and shifting the emphasis in the melody away from the actual word rhythm.
That's true.
Yeah, summertime. Yeah.
And also there, the other thing is, aside from the sound of the chromaticism and the harmonies, the rhythm is very Messiaen. There are certain things that he does that I was imitating, including how slowly it pulses and how the tune floats on top of it, which wouldn't be the same as a Gershwin tune.
Hmm. So one note gets you from Gershwin to Messiaen.
Well, at least for the first beat.
Yeah. Paul Mack from Kaiser, Oregon. What's your public radio station?
We have KOPB.
Right, Oregon Public Broadcasting. Paul, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you, too.
And Bruce Adolph, I'll see you again next week.
Bye.